For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, I drove down to Chautauqua, had a wonderful time watching Our Town, a classic by Thornton Wilder. And you had said to me, whatever you think about Our Town, forget about that high school experience.
Give it another chance. Yeah.
Oh, you are so right. I'm so glad I did. It is just so moving. Now, I'm a sap, so I was into the hanky right away in Act One, but I thought it was pretty well done.
Now tell me about the staging that Vivian Benesch was telling me that they were having the same designer for the two shows, and they were trying to do something different with the Bratton Theater space.
Well, I'm going to call it stadium seating. In other words, instead of all of us being on one side looking down at the stage, they have removed seven of the rows from the traditional seating, raised the stage, and then recreated an equal number of rows on the opposite side. So in a way, for a play about a small town, it's like being at a small town high school football game, and you see your friends and neighbors across the stage. I think in some ways it's more intimate than Theater in the Round, but I can't explain why.
How wonderful. Yeah, Vivian just has a great sensitivity to that theater space, and she had told me once that at the beginning of each season, when she arrives in Chautauqua, she likes to go to the Bratton Theater alone. With her key and open it and walk into that space by herself. And I think that's such a lovely, soulful way to start your season, and that brilliantly wonderful play. And how nice to have a grown-up production.
Yes, a very grown-up production. And a lot of stars of Broadway, film, television. It's just so nice to be in the presence of true professional actors.
Right. So that's through this weekend. And then up next is Intimate Apparel, the Lynn Nottage play, which Vivian is directing herself. And you also ventured up to Niagara-on-the-Lake.
I did. It was a bit unusual because before lunch, we went to a play called The 12-Pound Look by J.M. Barrie, the author of Peter Pan. And I had asked, well, there'll be enough time to grab a snack between that play and the 2 o'clock matinee. And they said, oh yes, 12-Pound Look is only 35 minutes long. I had no idea what to expect. It's completely costumed, beautiful set in the Courthouse Theater. And it's basically the story of women who don't have a lot of options in life, even though they are fantastically privileged. They want out.
Right. And she's able to earn the money with a typewriter.
And when she gets her 12 pounds, she gives her husband the 12-pound look.
Like Nora, she slams the door. It was a popular monologue piece in the 1940s, sort of following in the heels of Ruth Draper, the great monologist. As a child, I'd heard the recording of Agnes Futterer doing the 12-pound look. She'd been the founder of a theater program at Albany, alas, disbanded. Hmm. But it's long been a mainstay of monologue performance, and nice and compact and perfect for the lunchtime series. So you did also see, now we both have seen, Sweet Charity.
Yes. Now, there is a moment for a radio segue here.
Uh-huh.
In the 12-pound look, a typewriter is seen as a woman's way out of her current situation, and that does show up in Sweet Charity. It was sort of a moment to realize that not much had changed for career choices for women in, 60, 70 years.
Sweet Charity, of course, is a musical created for one of the great Broadway dancers of all time, and I've seen it a number of times. I saw Debbie Allen do it. I saw Donna McKechnie do it. I saw Bebe Neuwirth. I even saw Gwen Verdon herself do a piece of it on a one-time benefit. All stellar dancers. And I thought that an element missing from the Shaw production was a kind of precision that goes along with having someone in the mold of Gwen Verdon do the part. I kind of felt I was feeling the Shaw does Charity, and that it did not show off the piece well. I think a lot of people will leave saying, oh, well, they did a good job of a lackluster musical, when really Sweet Charity is one of the great musicals. I just did not get the feeling that they loved the piece.
Now, do you have to give a nice shout out, though, to the set design. I thought it was stunning. They had an elevated platform that served various purposes with scrims reminiscent of a subway map and shots of New York. That was very, very clever.
Always great design at the show.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.